Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run. We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. 'Cause who do you think you are kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done?
I knew he was in there somewhere. All the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order. Now, the Second World War may have ended nearly 70 years ago, but the history of that period is an important part of children's education today. And at Barnes Farm Juniors in Chelmsford, they've gone a step further and have recently engaged the pupils in a day of hands-on activities from that period. Well, three of the pupils are with me now. Bethany Diggins, Harry Shelsher, and Leah, is it Ede?
Hello. Nodding doesn't work on the radio. You've got to say yes, Mark. Yes, Mark. Say yes, Mark.
And their teacher, Miss Taylor, is also with us. Good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Miss Taylor, first of all, whose idea was it to take learning about the Second World War to this whole new interactive level?
Yeah, well, in fact, we've been running this World War II Day for the last 4 years. And a company called Pattern come in for the day. They're home front enthusiasts and participate in conventions with others. And they come in and run two different activities, one being a real-life Anderson shelter, which is put up just outside our classrooms. The children are allowed to go in groups and just experience exactly what an Anderson shelter is really like. And then the second activity is a talk about the home front, where the children can see examples of gas masks and look at rationings. And then they're involved in a question and answer session at the end. So it's a fantastic day, and the children especially enjoy dressing up. They come in their outfits. Generally, sort of, they seem to dress up as evacuees and, yeah, have a fantastic time.
So you enjoyed it all, yeah, kids?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Fantastic. Harry, what sort of things were you doing specifically?
Well, we actually got to go into the Anderson shelter and look around it, see what was in there. There wasn't any beds, but there were two long seats along the edges and a big candle, and that was pretty much it.
And how did you feel knowing that that's the kind of environment that people had to go in to escape the falling bombs back in the war?
Well, it would have been really scary for them because in there it was letting the rain in and it was quite cold and damp.
Mm. And Bethany, what did you learn from the experience?
Well, one of the things that I found really interesting in the question and answer session at the end was that somebody asked what happened to prisoners, and the answer was that they were released from prison if the crime wasn't that bad, but if it was, then they had to stay, and they had to fight if they were released.
Yeah. And Leah, what was your favourite part of the day?
Probably when we got to go in the Anderson shelter, because it was like quite amazing that it was a real life Anderson shelter, and that we were actually sitting in it, and someone else was sitting in that when the war was on.
So it was a genuine one from the Second World War. There's a picture of it here, yeah? You can get quite a few people in there, can't you?
Yeah.
It's quite a lot. Do any of you have grandparents or great-grandparents who perhaps lived through that period, and have they spoken to you about what life was like?
Well, my granddad's dad was he worked for the Red Cross in the war, and my granddad showed me some of his medals, and they were really, really old, and it was quite amazing.
And what did he do in the war?
My granddad was born in the war.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to be evacuated because he was evacuated when he was born with his mum. So, yeah, he was in a big church when he was born, I think.
And you've made these wonderful replicas of the Anderson shelter. They're fantastic. Really good. How long did they take you to make?
Because we have, like, DT once a week or so, like, on Thursdays or Fridays.
What's DT?
It's when you, like, make stuff, yeah.
Oh, right. Things have changed since I was at school. They've changed all the names and everything. Yeah, go on.
So, first of all, we had to, like, we brought in shoeboxes and we had to, like, take the measurements and everything and cover them with corrugated card.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to paint them and, like, decorate the outside and then put the stuff in the inside.
And can I see inside? Let's have a look. Wow. Gosh, that's fantastic. We've got the beds in there. The Keep Calm and Carry On posters are in there as well. That's fantastic. They're really good. Excellent.
We also had to decorate the top with, like, carrots and things that they would have grown,
vegetables,
and some chickens may have been on the top of the Anderson shelter.
So were you doing any of that as well at the school, growing vegetables and stuff?
We didn't actually grow any, but we kind of looked at what they would grow. They would have grown carrots and potatoes and things like that.
And, of course, rations as well. You learnt about those, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really interesting in the end. It said, like, they only had about 4 rashes of bacon a week, mm-hmm. and they all had to share it because the supply ships got bombed by other countries.
And did you find out about powdered egg as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, powdered milk.
Can you imagine what that might have been like?
Horrible.
So it's made you appreciate the struggles that people had back then, yeah?
Yeah, on Saturday I had a bacon sandwich with 3 rashes of bacon in it, and that would have taken up most of the bacon for a ration of a week.
I bet.
And I had it in one day. So.
But this is great, isn't it, Miss Taylor?
Yeah.
To educate kids about the hardship.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, they've been so enthusiastic about it, sort of from the start, really. And from the day, obviously, the children were able to then get a real understanding of what an Anderson shelter would look like on the outside and the inside. And we've also sort of taught the World War II through other sorts of subjects. So in literacy, the children have had an experience of writing a letter as an evacuee back to a family member. They've also written a poem about the Blitz, so we researched the Blitz and thinking about empathising with people in that time. We've also been looking at World War II dance, thinking about listening to World War II music. We've listened to Vera Lynn on a number of occasions.
What did you think of that?
It was very different to modern music.
yes. It had its place and maybe still has for some people, but it kept a lot of people going back in those war years, singers like Vera Lynn and Gracie Fields.
We saw a video at one point and it was of all the people like in the train tracks in the London Underground.
Oh, yeah.
And the music was playing, but they were all like having a really good time, even though the bombs were going off.
Yeah, there was a great spirit amongst people back then, all pulling together. And what did you think about sort of living back then? Do you think you would have coped without your iPhones and your Xboxes and that kind of thing?
I was just thinking, what would they do? They come home from school, no Xbox, no TV. What do you do?
Yes, no TV, not even a TV back then.
But I think it's also this understanding of being with their family, and I think particularly through the World War II day and, you know, finding out about being evacuated, they had this real understanding of actually what it would be like to be apart from their family for a long amount of time. And the quality of their writing from this was incredible.
It's superb. So. And is this something you'll do every year now?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, as I said, it's been running for the last 4 years and it's just been such a success and the children thoroughly enjoy it. We're about to start our new topic, which leads on nicely from World War II, which is Britain since 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we also have our Decades Day where the children can come in dressed in something from one of the decades.
Yeah.
So again, it's just getting the children involved and allowing the children to experience, I think, more so the dressing up aspect, but it does sort of ignite their writing as well.
Well, it's good to engage them in a part of history that is sort of relatable through their immediate family, you know, which is all good. And do you think this could extend to other schools as well? Because it seems to me that would be the sort of thing that other schools should be doing, having that whole interactive element.
Yeah, most definitely.
To a history lesson.
Yeah, I mean, what would have even been nice is to have involved the whole school. I mean, this is obviously a topic we do in Year 6, but to have actually got the whole school involved. But I know in other year groups, you know, they have a Victorian day and they have sort of a Caribbean day, which is linked to their St. Lucia topic. So, you know, we try and encourage, you know, the children to get involved and to come in dressed up and companies like Pattern, you know, make the experience more real, I guess. So,
yeah. And do you think this could extend to other parts of history?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think, you know, we've definitely seen it. You know, we've sort of seen the benefits of this experience. So, yeah, most definitely.
I'm just wondering what else you could do, kind of Roman times and
Yeah, have like a Roman that. Day. I mean, we go to visit Colchester Castle in year three as part of the Roman topic. So, yeah, maybe to all come in dressed as gladiators.
I guess it makes it more fun, yeah?
We had a Greek day at one point where we came into the hall, like, all dressed up in, like, Greek outfits. There was one point when we had, like, a banquet type thing. And the people that dressed, like, not so... like, they were more poor Greeks... they got to, like, serve around the food and stuff.
Oh, really?
But we got to try, like, olives and feta cheese and stuff like that.
You really got into it. That is brilliant. Never had anything like that in my day. This is the way to learn. And I'm glad to know that you learned so much from it, and these wonderful Anderson shelters as well that you've made. Fantastic. Really good to see you. And thanks for coming by today.
Thank you.
That's the children Bethany Diggins, Harry Shelsher and Leah Reed, and Miss Taylor from Barnes Farm Junior School. Thanks so much for coming by.